the head coach of the Saints, Jason McKee. Jason, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jason, really hard to critique your team at this point. You know, you guys were up in the series 3-1, I guess, or 3-0. The only negative, if you looked at it, would be that, well, you weren't able to put them away right away. But, you know, I look at the shot totals. I looked at, these games. You have to be pretty happy with how your team's played thus far in the league final.
Yeah, we knew going into it that we'd have to have everyone at their best in order to have success against a highly skilled team like Brooks. And to be honest, all four games could have went either way. And we're happy to be up 3-1. And we're going to have to be at our best here in Game 5. And I would imagine once again it's probably going to go either way. So there's not a lot to choose from. It's been very fast-paced, offensive, not a ton of goals scored, but very quick transition hockey for sure.
I was going to ask you about it. I've talked to a few people that have seen the games, and the low scoring doesn't necessarily reflect the pace of the play. They say it's very fast, but there's not a lot of scoring chances.
Yeah, both teams have done a real good job of, taking away those grade A opportunities. There's been a few, credit to both goalies on both sides, Matt Murray for us and, the Davies kid for them, as both guys have played very, very well. So the chances that the teams have generated, the goalies have made some real key saves at key times. So it's definitely been a battle at that position for sure. And, I would agree with that. The pace has been high, but, both teams have done a pretty good job of trying to eliminate the grade A opportunities.
At this level, when the pace is as fast as it is, Jason, it's transition, it's back and forth. You would think that with that much pace, there would maybe be more mistakes leading to quality scoring chances. Is this just, two teams who are very disciplined, staying within the game plan? Or are you kind of surprised there hasn't been, with that much pace, maybe more split-second mistakes leading to scoring chances?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't shock me. There's a lot of skill and speed, but at the same time, they're a well-coached team. They don't give you anything for nothing, and they always seem to have bodies in the right place at the right time. And they move well as a group out there. And with the speed and skill that they have, they do a very good job of it. They know their strengths, and they come hard on the forecheck. And we got to be able to break that forecheck in order to kind of tilt the ice in our favor. But it's just one of those things. They're there for a final. They've been a predominant favorite the last few years, and they do a good job down there for sure.
Jason McKee, head coach of the Spruce Grove Saints. Game 5 goes this Friday night in Spruce Grove, an opportunity to wrap up the series. And now, of course, not that you necessarily have more pressure, but you don't want to give Brooks some life and then have to make the long drive back to Brooks for Game 6.
Yeah, no, you always want to, we're just trying to, stay in the moment and stay with what we're doing. We're just trying to win a game, and I think our guys recognize that how close it's been and how good they have to be in order to win. And, we've worked for our bounces, and like I said, we're fortunate to be up 3-1. We're in a good spot. Our group is still very confident, and we know it's not going to be easy, and that the difference between winning and losing is going to be very small. And we just got to, play hard and give ourselves a chance to win and worry about the process and not the results here. So if we can do that and then stay with it for, 60 minutes on Friday, I like our chances. We'll be right there. We're going to make a push. We're not going anywhere either today. And, I expect it to be a pretty electrifying game.
How healthy is your team right now?
We're getting banged up. We got some guys that are playing through some things. I'm sure they do as well, but, we got some guys that are definitely not 100%. So we're really, like I said earlier, we're going to need everyone at their best, and some guys are going to have to play some bigger roles than maybe they have in the past here a little bit in the last, month and a half. But, we're confident. We've used our guys all year long. They've played in lots of situations. So we feel like we have the depth there. If guys aren't able to go, we can put guys in and still have success.
And this year, the road to the championship, a little bit different, correct? Because it used to be AJHL versus the BCHL. Fort McMurray's host. Can you explain to me now how that's going to work for the Western Canada Cup?
Yeah, Fort McMurray's the host, so they are obviously got an automatic berth, and then the winner of the AJHL will go, the winner of the BCHL, the SJHL, and the Manitoba Junior League. So there will be 5 teams there, and the top 2 teams out of that, we'll move on to the Royal Bank Cup. So you're going to see, you know, I guess the top four teams from each Western province will be there, and then obviously represented by a host in Fort McMurray as well.
Okay, and now when you get to that tournament, is it a round robin? You play each other once, and then you go right into to the playoffs? How's it work?
Yeah, basically it's a round robin. You play everybody, and then it's kind of, I guess, would be similar to curling a little bit. There's the Page playoff, the 1-2 game, and if you win that, you're the champion of that tournament, and the loser of that game will play the winner of the 3-4 game on the Sunday afternoon.
Okay, and the winner of that 2-3 game would go to the RBC Cup as well, correct?
That's right. Yeah, there's okay. Two bursts there. Yeah.
Okay, so there, and that's kind of changed. Do you like this new format better than the old one, where you used to just have a series between Alberta and BC?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. I think it's good for the fans, and you see the best teams there. I think that was a major part of it, is that you wanted to make sure that the best teams were there. And I think it's good for the leagues to play each other, and for the players to get that experience and the exposure for everyone. It's just I think it's a real good thing for our league and the CJHL as well, for all across Canada. So I think they've done a good job of it. They put a lot of thought into it. The events seem to be getting more and more popular. So, I know Fort McMurray will do a real good job hosting it this year.
And do they rotate it where if it's in the AJHL this year, Fort McMurray, is it then go to Saskatchewan, Manitoba, BC? Does Alberta basically get it once every 4 years?
Yep, I believe that is correct, yeah.
Okay, so I'm guessing the Saints might be trying to host it the next time?
Yeah, we're working on it. There's a few things we're falling short on, and we're working on that too. Obviously, we're hoping to try and get a new facility here, and I think that's kind of been a big stumbling block for us to host those events right now. But obviously, we're hoping here in the near future that something moves forward on that end.
What's the requirement? Is it seating capacity, or do you need two rinks? What's the requirement?
Yeah, it's seating capacity and just being able to I guess house the five teams. Obviously, the home team will have their own room, but have dressing rooms that each team can keep overnight. Hotels is a big part of it as well, and I think team success. There's a lot of things that go into the equation, but the on ice product, I think we're there. We just need to add a few things away from the rink, if you want to call that. But there's a lot of things that go into it. But we're, like I said, I think the major thing would be the rink would be a big part of it for us right now.
Well, Jason, congratulations. Hopefully you guys finish off what's been a great season, and then you move on to the Western Canada Cup, of course, and representing the AJHL, I guess kind of sharing that with Fort McMurray. So best of luck Friday night at home against the Brooks Bandits, trying to close it out.
Okay, thanks for having me.